Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions, and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
Hi, this is Professor Chapman. Recently we've been doing some Facebook Live sessions where I've been answering questions from the listeners and participants. What you're about to hear now is some audio of those segments, and I hope they'll be useful for you.
AMH is a compound that's made by the ovary, and the particular part of the ovary it's made from is the early developing eggs. And therefore, it is a reflection of ovarian reserve. In other words, the number of eggs you've got in your ovary. How important that is very debatable, because women with low AMH, as long as they're producing an egg every month, and that's when you've got a regular cycle, even though you've got a low AMH, you are producing an egg every month, which has the capacity to be fertilized and produce a baby. So fertility rates in women with low AMH in natural conception is actually no different from a woman with a higher AMH. The only time it comes into play is when we try to do IVF. And we know that if you have a low AMH, when we stimulate the ovaries in the hope of producing multiple eggs, we're not going to be very successful if we've got a low AMH, because that does suggest there are low numbers of eggs. So in, let's say, a 35-year-old woman who has an AMH of, on average, would be around 12. We would, if she had to go through IVF for some reason, I'd expect to be getting somewhere between 12 and 15 eggs. If, however, that 35-year-old woman has an AMH of 2, I'm only going to expect 2 to 5 eggs. And therefore, from one IVF cycle, the first lady is likely to have 2 or 3 embryos to transfer once they've grown for 5 days, whereas the low AMH lady is probably only going to have 1 good blastocyst to transfer, and so that has an impact on her chances of conceiving. But in terms of natural conception, a low AMH has no real value other than scaring people and to come to see fertility specialists who then want to do IVF as quickly as possible. But unless you've been trying for more than 12 months, don't rush into having IVF even though you've got a low AMH. In relation to the second question, NKC, I presume she's talking about natural killer cells, which is a vogue that's around. Most of us in the science who have a scientific approach to evidence indicates to us that the significance is actually quite doubtful. There are no large randomized controlled trials that suggests that the level of NK cells impacts on the chances of success with IVF. There are multiple anecdotal stories of case series of patients who had high NK cells, took steroids, and got pregnant. The problem is that many patients with high NK cells that weren't ever measured also get pregnant. And until that randomized controlled trial is done, I personally don't believe that I don't believe that it should be routine treatment. And as you suggest, it's just another test. That all said, and I use these terms when I see patients who've had multiple embryo transfers without success in what appear to be good embryos, or even ones that have been tested and are shown to be good embryos, I still get put in a corner where, as long as I do know how treatments potentially can be justified, cells come into that and I might measure them in that scenario, and if they are elevated, I would use steroids in the hope that it may make things better. But I'm very sceptical.
And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website www.theivfjourney.com and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to The IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey, all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.